Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And today we just finished the bottle of the festive Beaujolais Nouveau from France, the 2019. So you should know I do one annually on these, because they always gonna have another one every year. So it's a fresh Beaujolais that comes from France, that from the Beaujolais region. So if you're new, and if you're new that haven't been following me, let me explain. The grape that is used for Beaujolais is the Gamay grape. The Gamay grape, and you can get a different types of wines with the Gamay grape, but mostly you're getting the grape that's used in the Beaujolais region, and they have this festive time of year, and they just kind of made it like really exciting. But here's the key. Once it's released, you got about 4 weeks until that fruity, bubbly, bubblegum-like flavor is gone, and then it becomes something like a regular Beaujolais, a little more tannins and higher acidity in there, so it changes. So if you really want that nice, festive, you know, not sweet, but very on the fruity side, so it has notes of sweetness in there, if you want something like that, Beaujolais Nouveau is the best thing to have, and especially at Thanksgiving time, because you have your cranberries or your sweet yams, or you put, like some people put these marshmallows and pineapples on your ham. This will go directly very well with that slight sweetness, and it plays really well with wild game as well. So let's get a whiff of this so I can tell you just the many things that this one has. And I got a Jean-Claude Debout. Jean-Claude Bedoux. Debonneux. Sorry, I'm sorry. I do it every year. So that's what I'm having. So let's get a whiff. So I said it and I'll say it again. It has that whiff of grape soda. Or you got that really grape smell that's in like Welch's grape drink or like I said, a grape soda. It just comes right out. And there's no woods in that. It's just all of that type of cherryness, that type of berryness, all of that. That's really what you're getting, and that's what's popping up out of there. So let's get a taste of this. So, just like when I pretty much opened it, it's pretty good. I only had this open for like 3 days, and it's the last of it. So, still pretty good. It lost a sense of the actual fruitiness. That's why a lot of times when you open this, you open it, you better finish it the next day, because that flavor that stays, that high-end fruitiness, that's on the top end side. So you'll lose that once you open it up. So this one is losing a little bit of it. Not really a lot, but it's losing a little of it. But pretty tasty. Still pretty tasty. But try not to, once you open a bottle, no longer than maybe 2 days, or you're going to start tasting the difference. But within the bottle, it only got maybe 4. You max it out around 5. Because sometimes I drank it around Christmas time just to see if it really changed. And, you know, I got the other one that I'm gonna go with, which is the Georges Debout. Yeah, he makes the other most popular Beaujolais Nouveau during this season. They have a lot of other people, but these two, Jean-Claude Debout and Georges Debout, both of them are the ones that I buy on an annual basis. So once again, really good Beaujolais Nouveau for the season. I really enjoyed it. It's kind of late for you to get it. If you get it, it's a freshness, slightly chilled now, slightly chilled. Don't get it cold, because you're gonna get a whole different taste if it's cold, but a slightly chilled and serve at best. So, this is Michael, your bougie black brother. Catch me every Friday on urbanwinelife.com, Urban Wine Life on every podcast downloads, Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube, so you can get to see the wine and do everything from that. But other than that, thank you very much. Follow me on Bougie Black Bro on Twitter and Instagram, and we'll see you soon. Later.